Mark, if you had two long road trips and come back home, has this been something, you know, you had to plan well ahead? And, I mean, how do you think your team came out of it?
Well, we, you know, obviously we knew when the schedule came out that we were in for a heck of a challenge, not only because we played coast to coast, but we were going to play, you know, play the Packer divisional opponent in game four. So we just, you know, quite frankly, have just worked hard each week to try to get better as a football team. We're excited about the fact we were able to, you know, come home with a couple of wins after, you know, going coast to coast. But, you know, I think that our guys have their feet on the ground. They realize they've got a short week. They've got a heck of a challenge against the Packers. And they're just looking forward to getting to work today.
Coach, when do you think last year's game against the Packers, the last one of the season, underscored for you what you had to do in the offseason?
You know, I think that I don't know that. I think that, you know, we made our evaluations, you know, partially dependent on that, but certainly independent of that. We knew, and Phil knew we had to go to work to, you know, do what we could to rebuild our defense with some quality players and talent, and we think we have, and we're excited about the players that we have to work with now, certainly, and we move forward.
Do you want your team to look at this as a completely different season, or would you actually like in the back of their mind just to have a little bit about the disappointment last year in the summer?
No, I don't look at it that way, and I don't coach the team that way. I think that every individual has a right to, you know, develop what, you know, create their edge whichever way they can. But as a team, as a unit in front of the team, I mean, we're focused on, number one, getting better and using each and every game as an independent season. I'm trying to find out more about our football team, and that's how we're using this week with great respect for Mike and his football team, certainly. But most importantly, just trying to get better on our side of it. We've got to grow in all three phases. We got practice ahead over the next few days, and with a game against a really excellent opponent, we're certainly excited about that. But again, we try to keep it in that kind of perspective collectively.
Now, I remember asking you last year when you guys were scoring like 30 a game or whatever, that is there more for that offense to go, more for that offense to give, just because it was your first year and everything else? I guess with that as a backdrop, how are things gone in year two for you?
Well, you know, again, you know, we don't look at it like that. We looked at last year as being independent of this year, and each and every year you have to start over and rebuild your team and start over rebuilding, you know, the segments of your team. So, you know, we've been, you know, on quite a road offensively. We turned the ball over three times in game one and had some productivity and lost, and we certainly didn't have the productivity offensively over the last couple weeks that we expect out of ourselves, and we played against two very, very good football teams and feel fortunate they were able to come out with a win, and it was a team win, you know, both weeks. So, as I said, we're just trying to, with all good intentions, just continue to try to grow with this group and get better with this group, and, you know, Sunday's another opportunity to do that.
What's the importance of this game for your team, Coach?
Well, I just look at this game as being independent of every game, and that's how we looked at last week's games, and that's how we'll continue to do that. As I said, you know, every week is a new story. The type of team you have is the type of team you're going to be for the following week until you can, you know, substantiate it one way or the other, and that's kind of how we look at it. So, you know, this is an important game because it's the only one we have. That's it. That's exactly how we approach it. And, you know, that's why I'm describing it this way. It's the only one we have and the only one we can get prepared for it. We're focused on preparing for, you know, a very good opponent in terms of matchups and personnel, and then trying to, you know, get better at our fundamentals and techniques. It's really that simple. That's what we're trying to get done.
You know, you mentioned that lack of productivity on offense. Is that just one of those things that it's early in the season and it's just going to take time to get things to where you want to
be? Well, I don't know that. I mean, you could find a lot of different reasons to, you know, to talk your way around it. The fact is we want to play better, and we understand we've gone against great opponents, but there's a desire to play better and to get better, and there's ways we can improve, and so, you know, we're not, you know, looking at it any other way. Really, and I know I'm repeating myself, but really that's the major goal is just to try to improve, and we'll see at the end what kind of group we
you say the years are independent of each other, but have you seen a difference in Cutler this season from last?
Well, I think that's different. I think, you know, as relationships grow, I see a lot and mostly the same that I saw with Jay a year ago. I mean, we had a very good start in terms of how our quarterback room worked. He's exceptionally bright. He's invested tremendously in the football team on and off the field, physically in terms of his own, you know, well-being, take care of himself, learning the offense, and, you know, investing in his team, his relationships with his teammates. And, you know, he quietly leads this football team in ways that, you know, people will never see, but he's just been a, you know, a joy to coach on a daily basis because he is so smart and so willing to work at it.
And he says he doesn't prepare any differently for the Packers, but have you seen anything out of him this week knowing, you know, his past performances against this team?
You would know it from Jay over all the weeks that we've worked and, you know, whether we won or lost the game. He's really the same every week. He just comes in, goes to work, learns the game plan, studies the plays, goes out and practices as hard as any quarterback I've been around. He's very focused in practice, very even-keeled. And we just work at it, so I really can't say that. You'd have to ask him the question.
You got a whole new D line, basically, with what, six guys? I guess what have you thought of how that group has come together?
Well, I'm excited about the group. I mean, we do have other than and Stephen Paya, you know, everybody's new. Willie's new, Lamar's new, Jared's new. We've got Ego Ferguson, obviously, and Will Sutton in there, and then Jeremiah Ratliff. So it's an entirely new group. We're excited about them. They're going to continue, hopefully, to get better as they get to know each other and work together. But we've got a substantially a new team, you know, from a year ago, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
Mark, what have you seen from Rodgers and Nelson? A lot of targets there and a lot of connections there. Do you see, you know, a sort of a stress to get him the ball, or do you have any feeling on how much they're going to go to him?
You know, I don't. I know that, you know, playing, in my opinion, just an incredible quarterback. He's one of the quarterbacks in this league I can't watch enough of because he's such a tremendous player. The way he carries himself, the way he delivers the ball, the way he moves. And Jordy Nelson, he's certainly got a premier receiver. I don't know. That's a question you got to ask, you know, Aaron and the guys there. We just know they're a force, you know, and in the passing game, it starts with the two of them, and that's not disrespecting the other guys or Lacey or their ability to run the ball, because we've got a lot of respect for this group, and he's got nobody does it any better than him delivering the ball and finding the open guy and making plays and extending plays. He does it all. So, you know, it's whether it's him and Jordy or others, you know, we know we got our work cut out for us.
2 weeks in a row, Brandon Marshall's a little banged up and still able to play. What does he bring to that locker room?
Well, you know, he's really worked hard to try to get himself ready. The last few weeks has been very difficult. He's been aggravated, but he continues to, you know, find a way to get himself ready. And, you know, guys see how hard he's working on tape, and yet they know he's not 100%. So I think that's, you know, that's you know, what he does. He goes out and plays.
What have you thought of Julius?
Well, you know, I'm a big Julius fan too. I think that you know, Dom's doing a good job of moving him around, and you know, he's played well. He's played well, and you know, we expected him to. So, I think that in that system, it's going to be continuing growth for him. He's going to continue to get better at it. And we got a lot of respect for Julius as certainly as a player, but just as much as a man, he was just a terrific person to have around here, great for our team and our locker room, and I'm sure Mike feels the same way about having him in Green Bay.
Well, you got a tight end like Martellus Bennett, who's a, you know, big athletic guy who can move, you know, catch the ball and do stuff with it. And what does that do for an offense?
Well, I think that anytime you have a player, so, you know, a receiver, tight end,